Moroccans have voted in favor of a series of constitutional reforms that will curb the powers held by their king. Under the new constitution, a prime minister will be head of government, women's rights are more clearly enshrined, and Berber will become a recognized language along with Arabic. But the same activists who prompted the push for democratic change in Morocco are criticizing the new constitution. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us from Casablanca. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
The Moroccan government says that there was a good turnout and the vote was overwhelming in favor of their reforms. That jibe with what you've seen?
It's been a pretty impressive victory for the government here. The government got 98% of the vote, basically saying yes to the constitutional changes. And voter turnout, which was a key test of the legitimacy of the vote, came out at 72.6%. Those are pretty overwhelming numbers. And needless to say, they're raising a lot of eyebrows here, especially among the protest movement, who called for a boycott of yesterday's vote. They're accusing the government of vote rigging, inflating the numbers. If you think that the last election here saw a turnout of about 37%. This is a pretty dramatic uptick. I was at a polling station yesterday and there was pretty light traffic. That said, all the ballot casters I interviewed are very supportive of the new constitutional changes. They see it as a positive development. They see the king is devolving some of his powers. A prime minister will now be the head of government. That prime minister will be taken in from the largest party elected to the parliament. The government here has pretty much blanketed the airwaves and the mosques getting out the yes vote, and people seem to have agreed with that and come out and vote in large numbers.
What are some of the problems that pro-democracy activists have with either the constitutional changes or their suspicions about this vote?
Well, simply they say that the constitutional changes aren't enough. While some powers were devolved, the king still remains the most important figure in Morocco. And these changes don't provide the constitutional checks the protesters want. The palace here is very secretive. The protesters allege the court that surrounds Mohammed VI is very corrupt, and they want an elected body to have oversight, basically a constitutional monarchy. The new constitution really doesn't provide that. The king still ratifies international treaties. He can disband the parliament. He can dismiss the government. He's the head of the army, etc.
Yeah. Any chance that pro-democracy activists, do they talk about organizing and trying to press for something greater now, or is the matter decided for the moment?
The February 20th movement, which is the main youth group that began the protests for democratic change in Morocco, say they will continue to demonstrate and push for reforms. They're organizing a big protest on Sunday. How much resonance that will have among the wider population here really remains to be seen. The king has a lot of support, we've seen. The protest movement has really never gained a lot of traction here in the way it has in other places in the Arab world.
Lourdes, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Casablanca.